We've got a great event planned at the start of the dog sled race. Pretty much when the dogs have finished taking off, we're going to be hosting a great band from the Chicago area called the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Fantastic electric Chicago blues, and we've been promoting them as the best band to come to Marquette out of Champaign, Illinois since REO Speedwagon back in the 70s. So this is fantastic blues event. $5 at the Matrix.
That's a reach.
Hey, that's a good reach. You're going to be downtown already. $5, come on up here, some really world-class blues. This is not the old guy sitting on the porch kind of blues. This is moving around, dancing, having a great time, party blues. We're going to blow the roof off of that place on Friday night.
I'm hearing in my head a little bit of like a Little Ed, or a, not a Little Ed, but a Big Twist in the Mellow Fellow type approach.
Yeah, I would say that's safe. I mean, the thing that's interesting about these guys is that they're all young. I mean, they're in their 20s?
Yeah, most of them are in their 20s. I think the youngest one of them is 25. But very accomplished, very good musicians. They were a big winner down at the Blues Challenge in Memphis a few years ago. And they just play a very high-energy blues music. I think people are going to like it.
You did warn them about the surroundings up here, correct? Or did you leave that part out of the contract?
We always leave that part out of the contract.
They're probably looking at the forecast for their travels going, where are we going? Where are we going? But the idea here was what? To just do an event? I mean, I know the society has been doing events tied into the night of the start of the race for a few years. Same thing?
Absolutely. We'd like to be able to expose as many people in this area to blues music as we can. It's an art form that we think deserves attention. We all love the music, and this is just a great way to bring blues to the Marquette area because there's really not much of a chance for people to typically see that type of music other than our wonderful festival on Labor Day weekend.
So basically it is after the dogs have headed down the street and people are cold and looking for a place to go, you've got a good option for them.
Absolutely. Cold weather. Cold beer. I say they go together very well.
Well, the other thing, too, to mention, I know, is that Dennis and the folks over at the Matrix were kind enough to say, hey, bring the band in the actual Matrix, not the Skybox upstairs or anywhere else. And that's a good room, actually, with a good-sized stage and everything.
It is. The nice thing is there are several places you can hang out in there. It's probably the largest venue in that area. It's got a nice balcony you can watch from. And just a fantastic place for a band to play. The sound's great, and it will be nice and warm.
And I'm sure that there will be members of the Marquette Area Blues Society who may just have some information about what you do, who you are, stuff like that, if folks are interested. How's that?
That's a great tie-in.
That was good.
I've done this before.
We will definitely be there. You would have the opportunity to sign up with the society if you wanted to, although that's not our main drive at this point. And we also may have some information about the Blues Festival. Sneak out a few names, let you know who's coming at the end of the summer.
All right. It's a Friday night downtown. You're going to be there anyway. Name of the group once again?
Kilbourne Alley Blues Band out of Champaign, Illinois, via Chicago.